tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Pat. Welcome back to Tip Today, 1800-938-007. The free phone number to speak to Emma. The text and WhatsApp is 083-311-3311. Teresa was on to say, thanks a million for playing 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad. Brings back memories of Mike Barry playing it in Arlo House in 1980 at the disco there. Yeah, of course, that was the smoochy one. That was a smoochy set, Teresa, where you kind of made up your mind who you were going home with or not, as the case may be. Fran, I saw him at the Golden Vale in Dundrum. The music just rocked the place, and he also sang Bed of Hell on the night. Seen him in Fela, Fran. I was 16 at the time. He was so good then. And would you believe I bought the CD last week? That's Michael, who's in Rossgray. Isn't that incredible? I would imagine a lot of people will be going out to buy the CDs all over again. Patricia was on to say, thanks for the lovely tribute to Meatloaf. Well, that's down to our Andrew, who went to huge trouble this morning to put that together in a very short time. And again, another listener saying, I saw him in Fela. I love this one. Fran, I'm on top of the silage pit with a lighter in my hand for Meatloaf. I hope nobody sees me. Too late now. Johnny Luby is with me. Johnny, good morning.
Fran, well, how's it going, bye?
Were you a Bat Out of Hell fan, Johnny?
Fran, you won't believe this. Well, apart from that song that you played just before 11 o'clock,
yeah.
I actually never heard the Meatloaf. Never heard them. I honestly thought that they were an Irish bloody band.
Oh, you know, you always make me laugh, Johnny.
I know, but...
You never heard of Meatloaf?
No.
Right.
And my missus will verify that when she said Meatloaf is after die. I said, who the hell are Meatloaf? But anyway, Fran, yeah, no, I'd be kind of a Larry Cunningham, Big Tom, and of course... I hope she lives to be 110 because I want her to sing at my graveside.
Who is that now? Sorry, we lost you when you said the name of that person. Who do you want to sing at your graveside?
Margot.
All right, very good. I can see why you're not a Meatloaf fan, John.
Yeah, and I want her to sing the Chapel Gates in Coir Chlale.
I think Margot should sing the Bat Out of Hell at your graveside. No,
I'd be 5 minutes longer, maybe 7 minutes longer above ground if she started the Chapel Gates in Coir Chlale. I absolutely love that song.
Do you love that song? Right.
I do, yeah. Just thinking of what happened years and years ago and that.
Yeah.
Tis a wonderful song, I think. But anyway, friend, look,
can I begin by pointing out to you here, because this text came into us some time ago. It said, will you get Johnny Luby to mention that the Mullaghone ladies are playing the All-Ireland Junior Club semi-final this weekend. Great excitement locally. Historic for Mullaghone and their opposition, St. Brendan's of Galway, the Connacht champions. The game is at 1 o'clock and the tickets are already sold out. So will you say hello to... Did you visit them yet, by the way?
No, friend.
Johnny.
Listen, with the COVID restrictions, I'm not supposed to be in places that I was supposed to be in.
it doesn't stop you from getting around, I'll tell you.
Yeah, heartiest congratulations to Mullaghone. They're representing themselves, Mullaghone, their families and their county and, of course, their province.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful occasion for them to be in an All-Ireland semi-final. And, of course, last weekend, Fran, we had a huge crowd in Golden for the meeting of Mike Harkey Burris on the 21s against
Congratulations, actually, yeah. Well done.
You know, so happiest congratulations to Mike Harkey and well done to the Golden Kilfeekle for the way they presented their pitch and always do. Mm. It's in top class order and a magnificent crowd there, and the local guard Eddie Nugent was on duty and everybody parked up and that. And look, for Mullaghone, I suppose it is disappointing as they didn't win, but I would say that I think they opted themselves to go into the 21A competition.
Yeah.
And fair play to Owen Kelly and the lads that are involved. I mean, it's a big thing for them down in the real heart of South Tipperary there in Mullaghone.
Mm.
And that, and I've no doubt they'll get a few grand dollars off it. But to go back to Mike Harkey Burris, what a wonderful occasion it is for them. As I said last weekend, Fran, I think they have come through with the... They were beaten probably with that team in an under-12 county final, from what I gather. They won the under-14-16 minor and now to the blue ribbon of under-21 hurling, and look, it was brilliant for them. And for ourselves, finding Golden, then Kilfeekle, to win a county final under-17 football against our near neighbours, Galty Rovers. Galty had the upper hand on us in a West final and I think and also in a league final. But it's very hard to beat a team three times in the 1 year.
Yeah,
and to the draw at full time, but Golden emerged victorious by maybe 4 or 5 points in the wind up. and a great batch of young fellas coming through there. There were many of them on the Cashel Community Schools team against famed Tulla CBS in the Harty Cup quarter final. So it augurs well for the parish, and hopefully the young fellas will keep at it. And well done to the boys that are, and girls that are over them and have brought them up to this age anyway.
That's quite, yeah. And what else was happening, Johnny?
Tulla CBS played a semi-final of the Harty Cup tomorrow, please God, above in Nina. They play Ardskull Rhys. Ardskull, I suppose, they're one of the top teams in Limerick. They went at rugby there a few years ago and they won the Munster Senior Schools Cup rugby. So they're very adaptable there. There were a few lads coming in from Clare and elsewhere. And I'm told that they're quite a good outfit, but look, I suppose I'd be fancying Tulla CBS. I don't know for what reason, but I think this might be their year. They have a couple of lads that are up to the age of maybe 19 or near enough to it, and that's vital. And they're all coming in from senior clubs and that, with the likes of Mike Kirky and Tulla Sarsfields itself and Lockmore and Drummond Inch and every other neck of the wood around, and they're well capable of winning this one, and look, the very best of luck to them. I think that game is in Nina tomorrow. I'm nearly certain that it's at 1 o'clock, so hopefully, Fran, they will. And I suppose just to change sports then, Clonmel Rugby Club, who are gone senior there for the last couple of years, last weekend they were beaten by Enniscorthy after putting up a good show. Now they're looking for a decent crowd to come tomorrow to Ardgriha there in Clonmel. It's on the Clarehan Road to see them in their big match against Tullamore. They need every bit of support they can get, because any of us that are in the junior team, we'd love to see them staying up, and that in the first year or two is always hard. And they have lost a couple of the old stages toward the hard buys in the junior rugby, I suppose, through putting on the years and things like that. And the young fellas are coming through now. But look, if anybody is around there tomorrow, maybe I'd be at 2:30. They'd love to see them there to support the buys with Dan Green and Black.
What about the GGs? What about the horse racing, Johnny?
Pardon?
Were you at the horse racing?
Oh, yeah, Fran. On then to Sunday. Look, it's a super Sunday, really.
Oh, it's this coming Sunday, is it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's coming Sunday at 1 o'clock in Tullis, their Tullis Racecourse. They have wonderful racing, Fran. They have two top-class chases as well. One of them sponsored by Coolmore and the other sponsored by Tom Egan of the famed Huss and Jockey Hotel there. And all the top trainers, William Mullins, Gordon Elliott, Henry de Bromhead, and Rachel Blackmore and Paul Townend, and all the styles of that wonderful sport of horse racing will be in Tullis on Sunday, please God. Tip FM, I think they're doing a bit of a broadcast there from 11 o'clock on with Owen Lundigan, and yours truly, for the first time, Fran, in reality, whilst I've done fictitious commentaries on every bloody thing, births, deaths, marriages, you name it, now I have to do a couple of horse races.
This is the real thing. This is the real Johnny Luby.
This is the real thing. So look, I look forward to meeting that great family over there, French, and they're part and parcel of Tullis Racecourse for a long number of years, the Maloney.
Ah, yeah.
And Fran, I suppose it is one of those tracks that they can see run, whether it is in January or July or August or October. They always seem to be able to go on the ground in Tullis, and it is a magnificent facilities there, are brilliant. They have an ass load of tents and that, and I will wheel around that baby in the pram just while I'm psyching myself up, friend. But look, it's absolutely...
Oh, that's great, yeah. You won't be nervous now or anything, will you?
Indeed I won't, friend, not at all. I'll have a couple of hot toddies in, and who cares whether I give the wrong winner or whatever else.
What matters? What do you make of the restrictions being lifted? Well, hopefully being lifted, Johnny. What do you make of it all?
There's people out there, look, they've been closed down for 2 years, and if they were told to open tonight, they would.
Yeah.
But I'd say just take our time about it. We'll eventually get there, even within the week, if we're told that the pubs had opened this evening, we'll just stay up to 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock tonight, that's grand, and that, and the restaurants and that. Look, they're all kicking the door to get in and that, so I just say, look, lads, we have to mind ourselves at the same time, Fran. You know, wear the masks and that, wherever we have to wear them, whether it's going in and out of the shop, it's no big deal.
Yeah. Would you still be a bit cautious, Johnny? You would?
I would, Jeff. Yeah. I'd be a small bit cautious. You know, it is like, look, I was at a couple of funerals there in the last maybe week or so. Willie Morrissey, the Lord of Mercy, yeah. Fanning, was the manager in Springmount Creamery, as you come from New Inn to Clanmill. He was the manager there at Waterford, man. He was in Springmount, I suppose, for, oh, by God, I'd say maybe 50 years, and he ran a tremendous show there. He lived out in Mousefield, and a great Waterford man and a great hurling follower, and that to the Morrissey family we extend our sympathies, and also to the Willems family in Gordon on the death of Mona Willems, and of course Dennis Tabent in Kilfeagle, whom we laid to rest yesterday in Kilfeagle Graveyard. Tabent's ran a great show for a long number of years there at the sandpits in Kilfeagle.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
You know, they're a wonderful family steeped in generosity.
Yeah,
I mean, their generosity knew no bounds. Dennis Tabent was an absolute gentleman to deal with in every way. But I suppose, friend, look, it's like the fellow was telling me that one time, friend, before your time, the pubs used to close from 2 to 4 on a Sunday.
Yeah, I heard about that. That must have been unbelievable. Was, yeah, was there a lot of lock-ins at that?
There was, you see. And the guy was telling me, that's retired now, he says he went into a well-known pub in Tipperary there that he said there was 3 found ons. And I asked the first 2 for their names and that, and he said, and I just said to him, what are you doing? We're having a pint. And he said, I asked the third fellow, what are you doing here? He says, I'm an alcoholic. So the guy said, I just said, lads, he says, I had to laugh on him. And said, he said he was telling the truth. He said, yeah. I knew he was.
How do you answer that, like, you know?
But, yeah. And, friend, I suppose with all the, what you call it, during the week, all the announcements of, I mean, like, everything, friend, has gone sky. I just wonder what the government now are blaming Europe for the electricity going up and price for fuel going up, and I just wonder what the government are doing about anything. They'll all jump fairly rapid onto the radio and there's one good announcement out of 10. But anyway, I was listening to the radio the other day, and the uncle was here. He's teaching, but he said he's going building a house down the road there, maybe later on during this year.
Good.
Well, I said to him, on the radio there, I said, did you hear it? I said, 4 out of 5 builders, I said, they think the prices are going to go to the roof. I said, you know what that means? He said, no, it means, I said, that we go looking for the 5th builder. I said, because he obviously didn't hear. This thing of 4 out of 5, every builder you talk to will tell your friend that timber and blocks and everything else, they're gone to friend, bingo in Gordon, it's on at 3 o'clock on Sunday, Nellie O'Connor said. Of course, she rang me the other day, I was talking to her, and I said, I have a bit of sinus on my nose, I said, now and again, and she said, you stick weak on your nose. And friend, I didn't hear her right, so I stuck the beak up my nose. And I can tell you this, friend.
Yeah.
Did I give Nellie O'Connor sweet prayers?
Did you make up swear words, did you?
When she comes on this morning, she said, did the Vic work? I said, Nellie, would you ever rev up? I said, and told the story. But, friend, did you ever hear this?
Why would you go to Nellie O'Connor for medical advice?
I don't know, friend. She said, because I'm concerned outgate, but 3 o'clock on Sunday, the usual prices, friend. And look, you have to make a promise that during the year 2022, you'll get over to just to pull the balls out instead of Nelly. You'll be able to do that, friend. Look, I'll show you. She'll show you what to do.
Would she give me a few lessons on it? She would. Yeah.
She will. Yeah. Good. But friend, did you ever hear that great poem? It takes about 2 minutes. Piddling Pete.
No, not for a long time. Are you going to recite for us, Johnny?
If I have 2 minutes.
You have. No problem.
Now, a famous dog once came to town whose middle name was Pete. His pedigree was 2 yards long and his looks they were hard to beat. And as he trotted down the road, it was beautiful to see his work on every corner, his works on every tree. He watered every gateway, he never missed a post. For piddling was his masterpiece and piddling was his boast. Now the city dogs, they stood looking on with deep and jealous rage to see this simple country dog, the piddler of his age. They smelt him up one by one. They smelt him indeed 2 by 2. that noble Pete in high disdain stood still till they were through. They sniffed him over one by one. Their praise for him ran high. But when one sniffed him on the knees, Pete, he piddled in his eye. Then just to show the city dogs he didn't care a damn, he strolled into a grocer's shop and he piddled on the hem. He piddled on his onions and he piddled on the floor. And when the grocer kicked him out, sure he piddled on the door. Behind him all the city dogs debated what to do. They'd hold a piddling carnival to show the stranger true. They showed him all the piddling posts they knew around the town. They started out with many winks to wear the stranger down. But Pete was with their every trick, with vigour and with vim. 1,000 piddles more or less, they were all the same to him. And on went noble Pete, his hind leg kicking high, while most were lifting legs in bluff, or piddling mighty dry. And then, watering every dale and hill, till each and every city dog was piddled to a standstill. Then Pete an exhibition gave, of all the ways to piddle, like double drips and fancy flips, and now and then a dribble. And all the while the city dogs did neither wink or grin, Pete blithely piddled out of town, as he had piddled in. The city dog said, "So long, Pete, your piddling did defeat us." But no one ever put them wise that Pete, he had diabetes.
Oh, it's a brilliant piece, isn't it? Brilliant.
I knew it one time years ago when I knew the poem right well, you know.
Yes.
But I don't know, one night inside the Bridge House, I think, in Gordon, and I got up on top of the table, and of course, I was down on all fours and shook my leg. Johnny had to lift me up off the floor.
Oh, I love it. Johnny, look after yourself, Johnny.
Right, friend.
Thanks.
And don't forget to tune in on Sunday, please, God.
Nobody will forget, Johnny. Look after yourself. Bye-bye right, now. Friend. The great Johnny Luby, he'll be with us live on Sunday from Thurles Race Course. All right, we'll take a break. Our panel is on the way.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery's